From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. American Samoans are now considered U.S. citizens. That's according to a federal district court ruling in Utah. Anyone born in the U.S. territory American Samoa had been labeled a U.S. national, not a citizen. Despite paying taxes, nationals are not allowed to vote or run for office. The federal government is expected to appeal the historic decision. Until then, it's not clear yet how broad the ruling can be applied. But for now, those born in American Samoa and living in Utah are U.S. citizens and can register to vote in the 2020 election. Utah Senator Mitt Romney is introducing a bill that would impose sanctions on drug cartels and foreign criminal organizations. KUER's Sonia Hudson explains.
The bill comes roughly a month after 9 members of an American family from a Mormon community were killed in northern Mexico. Authorities are reportedly investigating the attack as cartel-related. Another 21 people died in a cartel gun battle in Mexico near the Texas border in early December. Romney's bill would allow the government to impose sanctions like freezing financial assets or preventing a group's members from entering the U.S. The legislation also requires President Trump to submit a report to Congress about last month's attack in northern Mexico and whether the group responsible should be sanctioned under the bill. Romney recently told reporters he supported Trump's offer of military assistance to help the Mexican government crack down on cartels. Mexico has so far rejected that offer. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
The University of Utah's police department is getting 2 new leaders. Finalists for the police chief position are visiting the campus this week. The next police chief will have to work under the future chief safety officer, a new position at the U. Those finalists came to campus last month. Jason Hinojosa is the police department's spokesman. He heard some criticism on adding another level of bureaucracy.
But I think having an additional level of oversight and somebody having a view of the operations and functions of the police department from a higher altitude, so to speak, is actually going to be beneficial.
The U is hoping to make an offer for both positions by the end of the year. For more information on the candidates, visit KUER.org. All the attorneys general in the United States, including Utah's Sean Reyes, signed a letter encouraging Congress to classify fentanyl as a Schedule I drug. A Schedule I drug has no medical use and has a high risk for abuse. The AGs wrote in support of the Fight Fentanyl Act, which would extend fentanyl's classification as a Schedule I drug permanently. The current classification from the Drug Enforcement Administration will expire next February. In 2017, fentanyl caused 40% of drug-related deaths in the U.S. Stormy weather heading to Utah will come and go and come again, according to National Weather Service hydrologist Brian McInerney. A winter storm warning is in effect now and will remain in place through most of Saturday.
So it looks like things are knocking off, but they're not. It's just a lull, and it's going to pick up again on Saturday.
McInerney notes the projected 1.5 to 2 feet for the Wasatch Mountains and western Uintas won't bring quite as much snow as the last storm.
But it does have a punch because it's got a good jet and it's got good moisture conditions.
The Weather Service warns motorists that travel could be very difficult to impossible. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.